ilm, knowledge, ilm of the religion. This is the purpose of our children, ya ikhwan. And this is how our children, they become a benefit to us when we are dead. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith collected by Imam Muslim, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلَهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. If a person he dies, then his actions are cut off except by the way of three things. صدقة جارية, a charity which he gives, which continues to benefit the people. Right? Secondly, عِلْمٌ يَنْتَفِعُ بِهِ, knowledge that he leaves behind, which benefits the people. Thirdly, وَلَضٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ, indeed, a righteous child that makes dua for him. So you want to know what is the best thing to do with this dunya, from what Allah has given you in this dunya. Take that wealth of yours, and make it sadaqatun jariyah. And spend it upon your child. Teach him the religion. Send him overseas. And this way you get benefit from all three of these things. Your wealth becomes sadaqa jariyah. Your child has knowledge with him that will continue to benefit the people. That you pay for with your money. That money that Allah gave you. And after your death, your child will make dua for you. So name one thing, ya ikhwan, from the dunya that can do this for you. Is your wealth going to follow you into your grave? Are your businesses and your cars and your homes, are they going to follow you into your graves? So look at the difference, ya ikhwan. Look at, as, and this is a perfect example of how Shaykh Saleh Al-Uthaymeen, he mentions in his book, Kitab Al-Ilm, of the fadl of ilm ala al-mal, upon wealth. That ilm, it protects you. Ilm, it protects you. Even after you are dead, it is protecting you. Look at it. It is benefiting you after you are dead. As for your wealth, then it requires you to protect it. And once you're dead, then that's it. It's no longer your wealth. It's no longer your wealth. So look, ya ikhwan, barakallahu feekum, at the excellence of this. And do not say, as some of the people say, well, we have no wasail. We have no means of learning. I remember, ya ikhwan, barakallahu feekum, that in Shaykh Ubaid's house, hafidhahullahu ta'ala, I asked him one time, Shaykh, we have many brothers in America who want to study, but they cannot travel. So the Shaykh said that the phone and the internet. Even today, ya ikhwan, look at this. Look at all of the wasa'in Allah has given you today. Look at all the doors of knowledge He has opened for you today. You have books upon books upon books upon books. Knowledge is at your doors, ya ikhwan. In your homes, and you do not know about it. Then compare yourselves to the Sahaba. Compare yourselves to the Tabi'un. And those who followed them. Do not think that they were not busy. They did not have their own lives. They were not working. As a Shaykh, Badi'uddin, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentions in his book, Tanqeedun Sadeed, that from amongst them were businessmen, from amongst them were employees, farmers, traders, herders, from amongst them were slaves. But how many ahadith do you find their names in? How many asanid are filled with their names? If they were to use the excuse that we use today, I don't have time, I have to give time to my children, I have to work. Where would we be today, ya ikhwan? Where would we be today?